With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A large earthquake rocked Southeast Asia. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake centered in Myanmar rocked Southeast Asia midday Friday, causing extensive damage.
Public infrastructure has been damaged. This includes roads, bridges, and public buildings. We currently have concern for a large-scale dam.
Marie Manrique is a Red Cross program coordinator.
The major bridge that connects Mandalay to Sagaing has also collapsed.
The head of the military government, Senior General Ming Aung Hlaing, warned that many people are missing and the initial death toll is likely to rise. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, President Trump continues to talk about the U.S. taking control of Greenland. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
While Vice President Vance and a U.S. delegation visited an American military base in Greenland on Friday, the president once again said the U.S. needs the island for international security.
We have to have Greenland. It's not a question of, do you think we can do without it? We can't.
During his visit, the vice president said military force would not be necessary, insisting that the people of Greenland will want to partner with the U.S. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton says China's numerous incursions into Taiwan's airspace and waters are threatening, and something he says is deeply troubling because of the distress it causes Taiwan.
It gives the People Liberation Army's Air Force and Navy more opportunities to train for the operation in which they might go for the jugular in Taiwan. It puts severe stress on Taiwan and Japan's military, both their equipment and their people.
Senator Cotton lays out his concerns about China, its global ambitions as well. In his best-selling book, Seven Things You Can't Say About China, he was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A Christian teacher in England has lost her court battle after being fired over LGBT comments.
Gladys Ledger was fired from her teaching job in London 3 years ago for comments she made during a religious studies lesson. The 44-year-old teacher told students that being LGBTQ was a sin. Ledger took legal action, arguing that her dismissal was unfair.
That is correspondent George Bonzotti. Israel's housing minister has apologized after sparking outrage.
Controversy erupted after a video emerged of the Israeli housing minister dancing and singing to an anti-Zionist song at his nephew's wedding. The song, popular with the ultra-Orthodox community, condemns the Israeli government and urges ultra-Orthodox Jews not to enlist in the military. It's a stance that has caused tension between secular and religious factions.
And that is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins sent to go before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee for the first time.
The VA exists for one reason, that's our veterans. And I think we're refocusing, remodeling, doing that, making changes that need to happen so that we're putting more patient care, more benefits, the things that they've earned that if they want to take part in, and getting those in a very streamlined way that is not cumbersome.
Collins spoke with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at srnnews.com.